And we're back on the Weird But Harmless podcast. First episode in a while. I'm Tim. That's Ferris.
What's up?
So, something we were discussing was women's soccer and just...
You just jumped right into it.
Well, I mean, what else? Ooh, do you want to give the normal, like, oh, sorry, we hadn't been around yet?
No.
I mean, just jump right into
fucking
it.
Fucking life. Life happened. Get over it. Sorry. We'll get something out.
To be fair, probably no one misses us.
Yeah, I actually have people asking about me, about it. I'd be like, Ferris, where are you and Tim been? It's like,
life.
Mind your own goddamn business. Nah. Well, fuck it. Let's jump right into it.
I'm moving. I'm sorry. And, you know, I'm not even moving yet. I'm in the process right before you move. And that seems to be the most annoying because I'm storing stuff at other people's houses. And I'm just like, I'm trying to remember where everything's at, too. And that's.
Before we move on, I just want to ask you a question. You ever get anything in your teeth?
Yes.
Well, if you do, Plackers Micro Mint Fresh Breath Miles of Smiles, engineered not to stretch, shred, or break, dental flossers can help take care of that shit. Did you know that, Tim? Don't worry, that's for somebody out there. You're welcome. It was just there, so I did it. Anyways, soccer.
I don't know how I feel about you just plugging something that in no way gives us money, because I mean...
Fuck them. Women's soccer, what about it?
I don't know. You were telling me something, because I admit I really didn't watch it. I watched a couple games, but I mean, it's...
Okay, so you did more than what most people who are bitching on both sides did.
And that's what cracks me up, though. I guess it's because I don't have social media anymore, and so, like, I don't get to see this unless... And people bitching about things doesn't really pop up on my feed that I have on Google, so, you know, whatever. And so I guess I need to be kind of informed on what's happening. The only thing I saw was Piers Morgan being upset that the chick did the tea party thing. And I'm like, really? That's where we're at right now?
Hold on.
What? What is it?
Well, this is real professional.
I know. What is it, Brett?
He didn't answer.
He might have butt dialed you. I think he's at work.
Yeah, well, he wasn't fucking talking. Anyways, to give you a rundown, okay, there's a few people who give shit about women's soccer in the United States. I say that with all due respect.
Probably more than a few, but...
Then there's people who are on the left side of the spectrum who support a lot of some of that more outspoken players on the team, who care about like how much they're getting paid, if they're going to go to see Trump or not. And then you have the people on the other side who pretty much think that every one of the soccer players are a bunch of anti-American pieces of shit, which I'm not sure where you came to that conclusion exactly, but... But my problem, here's my problem, is that neither one of them really watched the fucking sport. And then you talk about it, it's like, you don't even watch the sport. In fact, you make fun of the sport. Why are you even talking about the sport if you don't give a shit about it? Because the truth is, you don't really care about the sport. It's like everything else in this fucking country today. We cannot do anything without politicizing it. Every single thing we do is politicized. Hey, you want to have 4th of July fireworks in Washington, D.C.? Hey, guess what? We got to politicize it. You want to fix the roads and do something? Oh, we got to everything is fucking politicized. Can I not go to a sports game and not worry about politics? Can I fucking watch a movie and not worry about politics? On either side. I don't want to hear the liberal side. I don't want to hear your fucking bullshit on the conservative side either. I don't hear it. I don't want to hear it. I'm done.
I want to see Drew Brees throw his touchdown pass.
I want to see him throw a touchdown pass and win the goddamn Super Bowl. And I don't want to hear about, hey, is he going to go see Trump or not? Because if he does, everyone's like, he's a piece of shit. He's a racist, sexist. But if he does go, if he doesn't go, then all the conservatives are like, he's an anti-American piece of shit. If you really love your country, you'll fucking go. Enough of it, Tim. As you can tell, I'm sick of it.
See, this almost makes me miss social media. It's a very small almost, trust me, because my life is a lot more peaceful without it. But it's just, you know, you tell me these things, and I'm like, what? Huh? I get to be stupid again, and I can use an excuse. Well, I don't have social media.
Way I do it is that, one, I like to keep up with people. I'm more social than you are, Tim.
Fair enough.
But at the same time, it's like, make me laugh. Say something clever. Talk about your kids. Something don't put, copy and paste something and act like it's your fucking opinion. That's my opinion. Even though
who did that?
Did what?
Oh, never mind. I was trying to. You told me something earlier about somebody just posting something somebody else said, and I was like, "Well, who did that?"
Well, he's not allowed on the podcast, but by your admission. But I don't know. Okay, so Megan, I'll give you kind of.
I
got to
tell you a story about a dream. No, I'm not going to do it on the podcast. But
okay.
Actually, fuck that. Yeah. Well, okay. So I had this weird dream last night that. Me, I don't think you were there. It was all the guys that would go to, like, the boxing gym and all that. It was only a few people I actually even knew. I was at this weird underground bare-knuckle MMA event. Oh, yeah. And so, you know, I'm watching one of these. It's the heavyweight fight, but it's, you know, two guys that I actually knew, and they're just beating the shit out of each other. And they're talking about what would be a great fight to actually sell in the community or whatever. And a former guest, Quentin, brings up the idea of having me versus somebody else. And I was like, yeah, to the people who knew the story, that shit would sell out the stadium.
You think he'd whip his ass?
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I'm not in the shape I used to be. I hadn't trained in forever. I mean, I don't know.
I'd love to see it. I don't want to watch it. We can set it up before you leave. I bet he'd do it. I bet you anything he'd do it.
I bet he would, too.
Just do it at Sparky's? Ask him we can do it at Sparky's, sign a release?
I'm not even worried about it.
Oh, just pull up in his yard and beat his ass?
No, I'm not even worried about committing effort to it. It was just funny in the dream. I mean, I'd like to say I'm one of those people who would move on, but you know I'm not. But, you know, it's not something I'm going to commit energy to.
Back to women's soccer, real quick. Give you just a quick rundown. Megan Rapinoe, she is... Okay, I'm not going to say she's a lesbian, but she's a lesbian.
Is this confirmed or are you speculating?
I'm going to let you take a look at her. And then I want you to give me your honest opinion whether this person is more likely a straight person or a homosexual person. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there are stereotypes for a reason. If you hear about a bomb going off in an airport, what do you think? It's probably a Muslim. I'm just saying. You know, I'm just saying.
Okay. I'm looking her up. Megan. Okay.
Rapinoe.
It's the first thing that comes up.
Okay. Just honestly.
I'm trying to find a good picture of her.
I don't think you're wrong for what you think, Tim. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I definitely would probably say she's probably fall more to the same sex side, but we could be wrong.
We could be wrong, but we're not.
Okay.
And I'm not saying there's plenty. I'm just saying that people have that look. How she looks with the shorter hair and the way just how she looks. I'm just saying. I'm not saying anything negative about her. I'm sure she's a wonderful person. But when I see her, I think. She's a lesbian. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that. Because, hey, how many pretty girls, just gorgeous girls, you're like, oh, man, she's a lesbian. You wouldn't think that, but they can be pretty and be lesbians. They can be ugly and be lesbians. They can be anything and be lesbians. But there are stereotypes for a reason.
Fair enough.
That's all I'm saying.
Not saying stereotypes are right, but they're there for a reason.
Anyways, she's not a lesbian, in quotes. And she's obviously pretty liberal, and she doesn't have anything good to say about Donald Trump. So guess what? Conservatives fucking hate her. She could be a decent person. That's my biggest. That's one of the bigger issues is that we don't really know this person. We don't know what they're like. You meet them in person, they could be the biggest piece of shit ever, or they could be really cool.
When you win a sporting event, you have to go meet the president. When did this become a thing, by the way?
It's been going on for a little while.
I know, but I'm fascinated by this because you win a game and all of a sudden it's like, you got to go meet the president. Maybe you just, why?
I kind of like that he started just giving them hamburgers and shit instead of giving them these expensive-ass meals that cost thousands of dollars. First, this is all tax dollars.
Yeah.
It's like, why are we spending it on this?
I don't care if, you know.
I don't care if the World Series champion goes to see the fucking president. I don't care.
No.
I guess I'm being a party pooper on that, but hey, so be it.
I guarantee you Donald Trump don't care that they don't call him.
I don't know. You know how his ego is.
Fair enough.
But he hasn't really said it. He kind of said something about them a few weeks ago before they won it, but he hasn't really said anything since. He said congratulations and we're proud of you and all that stuff.
You know why? Like that. Because he probably didn't even know the motherfuckers were in the tournament. He probably didn't. He probably didn't even know that shit was going on. Okay, I'm sorry, but okay, we both know soccer in this country, not a big deal.
It's not popular. It's not. I'm a huge soccer fan, but it's not popular.
And women's soccer, even further down the road.
It is less popular. It just is.
What do you think is probably the most popular women's sport in this country?
Tennis?
Maybe. I'd actually say women's MMA is probably...
You think so?
Man, I'd say so. I mean, just sheer getting... I'm judging this by actually get the other sex to watch. I mean, let's be real here. How many men probably watch women's tennis?
Probably not much.
Probably not much. How many men probably watch women's MMA?
Probably a lot now. If you would have said that 5 years ago, I would have said no. But with Ronda Rousey and Misha Tate and
Holly
Holmes. Yeah, probably so. Besides tennis and MMA, what would you say?
Maybe basketball.
Basketball? Can you name one WNBA player?
I can name a team.
No, name a WNBA player.
That's not fair because I can't even.
No. I can't either.
But I can't even. I can barely name like five NBA players. This is not a sport I give.
Name
a
one
shit.
NBA player.
I mean, come on, LeBron okay. James.
Okay, who's the most popular person? What I'm saying is the most popular person in the NBA is much more well-known than the most popular person ever from the WNBA. Ever. Who's the most popular woman ever in the WNBA? I don't know either, Tim. Don't feel bad. I'm not trying to put you on the spot because I'm putting myself... I don't know. I can picture in my head there used to be this one lady that
had
dreads.
She kind of had like dreads. Yeah. I know who you're talking about, but I'm like, she played for the LA team.
But I don't know who, for the life of me, I don't know who the fuck she is. It's like, I have this thing in the back of my head. It's like, well, she's tall.
She was really good.
She was tall, and she was black. She had dreads. I mean, I'm like, I'm not saying she's a lesbian. She's probably a lesbian.
If there's ever a WNBA player that wants to come on our show, by the way, we would be more than happy to have you. Yeah. Even if you want to come on here and tell us to kiss your ass.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, we'll talk about it.
But I'm not really just talking down to the... I'm not talking about down to
women. By the
way,
every
sports.
One of those are better than us at basketball.
Yeah. It's like, I fucking suck at it. But I'm not talking down on women's sports. I'm just saying, like, women's sports are not as popular as men's sports.
Now, let me ask you something.
Women's MMA, like you said, women's MMA is probably the most popular sport for women right now that men follow.
Do you think if the women's NBA would get a little bit more press coverage and news coverage, you think it?
No.
You don't?
No.
May I ask why?
Do you think overall, the quality of male sports versus female sports is not even close. It's not close. Even women's MMA, it's evolved a lot quicker than the men's game has, but because they already have all the shit to make it evolve like that.
Yeah. But even it went through the evolution that the men's did. It just went through it quicker.
Really quick. But almost every single sport, almost every one of them, not all of them, there are sports, I want to say swimming, like long distance swimming. Horseback riding, certain horseback riding events. I'm trying to think. Some cross-country stuff, like long running kind of stuff. There's some women that beat men in it. But besides those, for the most part, men's sport is the highest level of the sport. It is. Put women in NFL. They couldn't even make it in high school or junior high. I wouldn't even say they would make it in junior high. Even a full-grown woman could barely make it in junior high. And they're like, well, there's one girl that she made it, got a college. Shut the fuck up. First of all, it's one.
And she got a D3 scholarship.
She had a D3 scholarship. Let's not get too carried away.
Have you seen any D3 players ever?
I can play D3.
Not trying to be disrespectful. I'm not throwing myself in there because we both know I couldn't.
I couldn't either.
But, you know, they're not big guys. Like, I've seen the whole team, and they were just, because I was talking to a couple of the players, and I don't remember where they were. Said they're nice enough people. And I was just looking at them, and I was like, our high school football team might could crush you.
But back to shitting on women. I'm just kidding. I'm just saying that at the highest level, men's sports are better.
With that being said, Amanda Nunes
is great. That was a fun fight to watch.
She is now the greatest of all time as far as
women. But think about this. How many great women's MMA fighters are there?
You could probably say Cyborg, Holly Holm, maybe Ronda.
Shevchenko.
Who was
a dozen at the most?
A dozen, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I could probably name them, all of them, but, you know, it's because I actually watch, so.
Okay, but now compare, like, if you watch Holly Holm has fucking good stand-up. She does. But compare her stand-up to someone else in the men's division. It's just not the same. It isn't the same. I would say women's MMA is probably closer than a lot of other sports in skill level.
Yeah.
But the WNBA cannot hang with the NBA. They can't. People watch what's the best. There's a reason people watch the NFL. That's the highest level of the football. And when you watch the difference between the NCAA playing, which I think it has its fun. I think a lot of people like it because it's not quite as good. It's not quite as sharp. Crazier things can happen. But the NFL, it's just better. It's just the from the snap to the quarterback going in the back and throwing the ball to the receivers going out, running the routes, it's just perfect. It's as close to perfect as you can get. And the lower you go down, the less perfect it is. And even women, they're like the lingerie football league. There's some women, there's some badass women in that too, but they couldn't hold a candle to a man. They just can't. And there's nothing against them. I'm sure they have skill. They surely have the tenacity, the willpower. But, man, we have thick bones and huge muscles and testosterone that make us into wild animals. It's not fair. And I promise you, I'm not being sexist.
No, I was listening. I was just thinking back to this video I watched, and it was this girl. She was a high school track. I think it was in Connecticut. But she was basically saying that, you know, the two best girls, quotes, in the district were guys. And it's like they were apparent. It was evident they were guys. And I'm just like, you know, okay, well, it was something we were talking about earlier. How do you make this decision in high school that you want to transition? I don't know if they had, because I'm really not sure the rules on it. Do you just get to say you identify as a girl? Because if you identify as a girl, but you're everything else is man, you can fuck yourself. You're competing with the dudes.
I was thinking about this the other day. If somebody came up to me and said, and let's say they were a woman. Let's just say they're a woman, okay? They came up to me and said, look, ever since I was a kid, when I was little, I always felt like I was a boy. You know, I don't know why. I didn't understand it. As I got old, I realized that there were things called gender dysphoria, transgenderism, and all this stuff. And as I got older, it's just I realized that's who I was as a person. Maybe if I could change it, I would have, but I can't. And this is how I am. And I've decided to live as a male because it makes me feel better. It gives me better self-confidence. Gives me whatever. And it's like, I know it's weird. I know it's strange, but if you just call me he or him or by my name, John now, you know what? Fuck it.
That's different. That's not a competition.
No, hold on. I'm getting there. It's like they're okay. I'll call you John. I don't care. That's fine. That's fine. Now, if you go, hey, I want to get in the track team against the girls while I'm taking testosterone. I'm like, hold. Okay, I support you, and I don't hate anything about you. But this is life is unfair, and what you're doing is unfair for these girls. It's like, well, what am I going to do? It's like, look, I don't know what you're going to do, but you might have to suffer on this one.
I mean, your decision is going to come with a consequence.
Yeah, and it's going to fuck over all these people. There are going to be girls that aren't going to fucking college because you beat them in a race.
We also got to stop, and it seems like everybody wants a level playing field. It's not even a level playing field for men and men. I quit playing football in junior high. You quit in high school. A couple of our friends quit after college. One made it to the pros. Now, he didn't go, you know, practice squad, but he made it further than any of us.
Yeah.
You know, but he's also, what, 6'9"?
Yeah, there's levels of it.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big human being. So, I mean, sitting over here 5'10 on a good day, it ended.
Yeah.
It's nowhere, you know, me and The Rock are barely the same species.
But the difference between an average male and a super male is closer than the average male is to any female.
Oh, yeah.
It just is. And even women who take testosterone, they have... That's a fucking huge advantage, man. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Women just can't understand what it's like to have testosterone running through their bodies. It just, it's impossible to understand. It's just, what? Break her ass and shake her ass. That was rude.
Anyway, so this past weekend, speaking of the fights, you know, we've covered Amanda Nunes. She knocked out Holly Holm. Probably the GOAT as far as female fighters. You might could even say pound for pound, you know, somewhere up there as far as all time, the other guys.
Yeah.
Jorge Masvidal. No.
Yeah. He did all right.
You know, it's kind of funny because I guarantee if we'd actually bet on that fight.
He would have lost. He got his ass whipped.
He would have got his ass whipped. I have that type of luck. That's why I don't go to the casino. But he threw that flying knee with everything called pure hatred. He wanted.
Well, I think he kind of knew this what he was going to do anyways. So
he's not. You know, he's predictable. He's just really fucking good at that one thing.
He's predictable at being good at it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like one of those things, like, if he didn't catch him with that, how would the fight gone? It's like, I don't know.
He caught him with it.
He caught him when that's all that matters. I'd like to see that fight again one day just because, you know, it's a good story.
He still hates him. It's like, I saw an interview. It's like, man, if I see Jorge and he's like, if I see him at Whole Foods, I'm going to walk up and slap the shit out of him.
Well, even Askren didn't have any words, love words for him. He's like, yeah, I don't really like that dude. Hate that I lost to him. He's a douche.
You know, I got a feeling both of them are probably, you know, I don't know. I don't know either any of them, but, you know, whatever. And then people were saying him taunting Ben Ask after the fight. It's like, man, it's a fight. It's okay.
He didn't touch him again. It was fine to me.
Yeah.
You know, if he were just, like, pushing his head and, like, poking on him and, like, touching his body, I'd be like, okay, he's hurt. You don't need to fucking do that. But he didn't fucking touch him, so whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
That's the way I kind of see it.
And then the fight. John Jones, you'll never hear this. You lost. But no, you didn't. I still think he lost. I know you're going to fight me on this. I think he lost.
I thought it was close. I was just like...
It did not deserve to be a win for John Jones. At best, it should have been a draw. It did not.
Think so?
I had it 4-1.
Really?
Santos. Now, we need to go back and watch it at one point so I can watch it from more of an analyst perspective than... I know
what's going to happen.
Yeah. But... As far as the one time I've watched the fight, John Jones did not look like the John Jones. Now, I don't know if it's because he's aging, he's getting off the sauce, or maybe he just had that much respect for Santos. Because Santos called him. And anytime John Jones would get close, he would just start throwing, which just seemed to be what he had to do.
You know what it seemed like? The first round, I thought Santos really won that round easily.
But he also fucked up his knee.
He fucking destroyed his knee. How did he keep that fight like that against John Jones with his knee fucking exploded? You know what I think he did also? I'm not saying he exposed John Jones. But those kicks to the leg, it changed how John Jones, how he normally fights. That's a big thing. If I was going to fight John Jones, that's what I would do now.
He's got long legs. And, I mean, you look at the Diaz brothers. Was it Dos Anjos that exposed Nate that he just didn't have a defense for leg kicks? And after that, everybody just started leg kicking the piss out of him.
Yeah.
But... I think Santos won.
I think it was close, and I think if you gave it to him, I'd have been like, man, I see it.
I don't think John Jones deserved to say it was a victory. I think it should have been a draw. If you wanted it to stay at John Jones, draw at best.
Yeah.
But I don't get paid to make these decisions either. So.
No, I agree. I think he obviously did enough to win the fight. But like I said, maybe we need to watch it again. See what happened.
Yeah. Dustin versus Khabib, almost about what? 2 months away?
2 months? September 7th?
Dustin's going to win.
You think so?
I hope so, man.
Maybe Dustin needs to do something similar to what Masvidal did. It seems like every single great wrestler has that one fight where they get caught in with a fucking knee.
And then it changes them for the rest of their career, though. You ever notice that shit?
You have... What's his name? Matt Hughes. Pitbull got him with that fucking knee.
Yeah. I mean, it's the perfect defense for...
Askren. Who else? Who else got caught with a fucking knee?
It's been a lot of them.
You know.
But it's the perfect defense. I think Jose Aldo did it. Yeah, he did to... Who was the guy he was... He had him in the rear body lock, and then right as he dropped down, Jose Aldo turned around. You know who I'm talking about.
The short, blonde-haired guy?
I don't think he's blonde.
Is that when he jumped out of the cage and, like, was, like, celebrating outside of the cage?
I don't quite remember. I just remember, like, the guy had him in a back body lock, and then right as he let go to drop down, Jose turned around and just hit him with a knee that just...
Yeah. I can't think of that guy's name. I know him. Then Connor beat him, the same guy.
Yeah. He's actually a pretty big guy. I mean, pretty well-known guy at 145. He just ran up against the guys who were getting better.
I don't know.
Yeah. Israel Adesanya versus Kevin Gastelum. Man, you need to get a fly piece of paper in here, man. They all flying around.
There are flies fucking everywhere. Outside, there's even worse.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Mosquitoes, man. Mosquitoes.
You know, honestly, I don't really care so much about 170 hardly anymore.
That's 185.
185, whatever it is. 172.
Who's the 170 champ?
Exactly.
Oh, I know who it is. It's that guy who beat the African guy. Usman.
Usman. I don't know. There's no one at 170, and there's no one at 185 that I'm just excited about. Mm. 205, heavyweight, and then wherever the fuck Khabib's in. I always forget. What is he in?
155.
I got a funny story about Dustin Poirier. This story's for Chris. So we're at a gym where Poirier trains at. Anyways, this guy walks in, and I look at this guy, and I'm thinking to myself, I can't remember. I just look at him, I was like, this guy looks familiar. I can't remember what I said while I was there, but Chris thought I had said something and thought I had recognized. I was like, but I guess I didn't. So we're on the mats, and before we're about to start training, and I go, I was like, did that guy used to fight MMA? Did he fight Ring Roller or something like that? He goes, that's the Poirier. I go, oh yeah. Oh yeah. I guess he did fight for. Did he fight for Ring Roller?
I don't remember. I know he came to a couple events. I don't know if he ever fought. I really don't.
But I straight up looked at him. But my brain was like, it knew, but I was like, surely not. Surely is. Okay.
Let me ask, because this is just normal man shit when you're in that situation. Did you look and go, I bet I can whoop his ass?
You know what I thought when I saw him? I was like, this dude's fucking big for 155. Jesus.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't know if Max Holloway was that small at 155 or he was that big. But you look at them, I was like, how are they even in the same weight class?
Yeah. Because he came in with his chest puffed out, and I was like, this is a big-ass dude. He had to weigh...
Guarantee you probably weighed about 170, 175.
Maybe been bigger than that.
Really?
Maybe. Not much. But I was like, damn, how the fuck is he getting 155? Because he's tall. He's almost tall as me.
Some of these guys can, like, sit here. You know, they'll pay coaches that have their diet down to, like, a, you know, the T, and it's like, doop, 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 doop.
There are people that out there that, like, me and you go, like, oh, I could never get to below this. And they're like, actually, you can. Here's the regimen. I'm like...
There's a guy out there that could probably have you down to 170, and I'm like,
I don't want to meet this guy.
Yeah, like, there comes a time.
Here's an acorn for today. You get another acorn for tomorrow. Because what I think they did for, like, Hector Lombard,
mm-hmm.
is that he was so, well, obviously USADA helped, but like he had to lose muscle mass.
Yeah.
Like, so he almost had to starve. Like, he had to, like, really be calorie deficient. To reach there, because he had to become a smaller human, just muscle wise.
This doesn't seem. I mean, I guess if somebody said, "Hey, millions of dollars on the line," yeah, but it just doesn't seem worth it to me.
Not in the long run.
And you know, I kind of like the way one does it. You know, they hydration test you. You know, if you're below whatever amount, sorry, dude. But they had that guy die, so I guess I kind of understand it.
Yeah, when someone dies, it usually changes the dynamics of things.
Yeah, no.
Anyways, what's on like?
The Disneyland fight. Have you watched it?
Yeah, I was excited, and sad, disheartened, and interested.
The animal in you goes, what the fuck?
But you know, I was disappointed. I thought there was going to be a more of a fucking clean knockout. Like, just a complete... Like, it was a dude fucking throwing bombs and then making a complete ass of himself.
With no regard for the fact he was doing it. He had no fear. He had no fear of any punishment. He had no... Dude was like, I'm going to go to fucking jail tonight.
I don't give a fuck.
Like, no... What do you... I wonder what you do to somebody. Like, what can you do? Like, that dude had no... He didn't care that what he did was wrong. He didn't care that what he did was wrong, and he did it in public. His video has probably gone viral, which is probably sadly going to make him more famous than anything.
Yeah.
He had no fear of going into jail either. And I think, I don't know, we're going to have to get somebody to explain domestic disputes to me a little bit better. I think sometimes if people don't press charges, there's no case. I don't know.
I think they're not going to press charges because the people involved didn't want to talk about it. Which is, okay, save us court money.
But I'm just like sitting here thinking.
Probably
like,
the best thing for the family.
No. And when I watch this video, and look, there's no guarantee this happens, but the odds are in the favor of that kid that was crying. Gonna probably grow up and be almost the exact same.
Imagine that.
Your closest
male role model acts like a goddamn fool next to the Goofy's Playhouse. How do you expect that to play out, Tim?
Man, did you see the dude choke him out and just get the fuck out of there?
That's funny. He's like, how did that dude choke him out like that? Just like, he just came up and grabbed him.
You know, I read something somewhere, and you know, because the only way I can see people's interaction more is on YouTube. And so somebody was asking, why didn't nobody else stop this? And it's like, man, okay, you don't, best case scenario, it all goes off without a hitch. Realistic case scenario, somebody grabs that dude, does something to him, and they get sued. Worst case scenario, somebody tries to step in and they get murdered.
They get their ass beat. Yeah. From perspective that I saw, he looked like he was a good 6 inches taller than everybody else, too.
He looked like he was a big old dude.
He was over 6 foot. I'm not sure.
Yeah. He was a big old.
He was big. You know, he's probably over 200 pounds easy.
He looked like he was jacked. And it was just kind of weird to me. I'm like.
It looked like it wasn't his first rodeo either.
It looked like it wasn't none of their first rodeos.
You know,
and I mean, this dude legitimately gave no fucks about. I mean, he wasn't defending himself or anything. I can understand maybe in a defending yourself manner, but this dude was just full on fucking rage pissed, and he just cracked these females. And I'm like, dude, you finna go to jail.
You know, one thing I was really more amazed about than anything.
How long security took?
Not how long, but
they didn't do anything.
They didn't do fucking shit, and you would. How does Disney not have, like, armed police officers? Like, actual, like, the state of Florida realized, like, this place, or isn't California.
If it's Disneyland, it was
California.
I don't know.
Yeah. How do they not have somebody with a weapon there?
To handle a situation that may get shitty pretty quickly.
Like, this person, like, think about it. He didn't give a fuck, but he didn't quite completely not give a fuck. Imagine if this dude was someone who's just going to beat this person to death.
Yeah.
What are you going to do in that situation? Those security guards, they were there. They were tiny. They were old or young. They were women.
They weren't prepared for that situation.
And if my girlfriend or wife was a fucking security guard, and there was a 6'3" tall dude going crazy, I would tell her, don't fuck with this guy. You're going to get hurt. He's going to kill you.
This dude knows what he's doing, and he ain't afraid to do it, apparently.
He may not even know what he's doing, but he's big enough that whatever he hits, he's going to fucking hurt. He's going to, you know, he could have no boxing. He have no jiu-jitsu. He could have no wrestling, no kickboxing. But it don't matter, but he's big and strong. And if no one else there has any kind of training, guess what he's going to do? He's bigger and stronger than them. He's going to whip their ass.
Yeah, he didn't even get arrested. When they told him that he just had to leave. They didn't put him in hand. At least from the video. The video kind of cuts out when the security finally gets there. They didn't arrest him or anything. It's like, dude, this dude just assaulted two people, put who knows how many other people at risk, and y'all just gonna go like it's, you know.
If you can have like a police officer at a football game, how is there not at least a few? Disneyland, Disney can afford to have actual real policemen there in case the shit really goes down.
Disneyland could probably afford their whole army. point of fact.
Yeah.
My prediction for the future is we're not going to be countries or continents anymore. We're going to be lands owned by Disney. We're going to be, let's be real, we're going to be CenturyLink land.
Well.
But anyway.
I'm surprised no one, you know, this is probably going to happen. People are going to sue Disney for just lack of, like, safety.
Emotional distress. Because you, I mean, even somebody said it in the, you know, kids are watching this outside and, you know.
And they see that nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
I mean, one guy came up and grabbed him, choked him out. But like I said, it's like.
And he was smart enough to get the fuck out of Dodge, yeah. So nobody could stay and ask him anything.
It just shows, like, man, you can. That's the only thing about jiu-jitsu. It's like the arm locks and knee bars. They're fucking great. But the only way to really put someone down is to choke them out. That's the only way. Choke them out or knock them out. Some people are hard to knock out. Some people are hard to choke out. But I think someone acting like that, someone could have went up and either punched him. Now, it had been a big dude to knock him out punching him. Or, like, someone did it. Someone grabbed up and choked him unconscious, and he got up. But, you know, this guy didn't know to, like, sit there with his hooks in and, like, really have it ready to put him out, put him to sleep again, you know. Which I don't blame him. I don't blame him for getting the fuck out of it. He didn't know what he was doing. I'd hate that even with that guy's back, I would hate for him to go ape shit on him and just keep. But I'd probably just end up putting him back to sleep every single day.
That is a big dude who had, you could tell by the way he was acting, he gave no fucks. You know, he didn't give a fuck about people he cared about. So you think he's going to give
he
a fuck?
He beat the piss out of people that it was his family.
Yeah.
While his kid was like, no, no. Like, it wasn't even, anything was maybe 3 years old. If that kid was three,
he ain't ever going to want to go to Disneyland again.
Oh, and maybe he will. Fucking, you know, kids aren't supposed to have PTSD from fucking Goofy's Playhouse. It's just not supposed to happen.
It's going to make the next family reunion a little weird.
Remember when your daddy beat your ass, knocked you the fuck out? Yeah, that was crazy. Okay.
And then it got put on YouTube.
That's so stupid. It's just a sad state of affairs that's what life is like for us now. We just accept a family getting their ass beat by the patriarch at a fucking Goofy exhibit. Whatever the fuck was that?
Toontown.
Toontown?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. But you know what? I didn't do it yet. I meant to do it. I wanted to look up Disneyland fights or Disney World fights because you know they're there.
Oh, you know that ain't Disneyland. I don't know if I want it. It's like I kind of want it to be the first time Disney's had that shit happen. So at least maybe there's an excuse for security.
There's no way. There's had to been like people getting their ass whooped with fucking Goofy looking on, or you know Donald Duck going like oh, but like really being like.
How funny would that video have been though? Donald or Mickey or somebody just came out of nowhere and cold cocked that dude.
Just knocked him out. Just Daffy Duck went like pow,
and then went oh. I'd have been like, oh my God, this is the greatest video ever.
That's a little.
You know the worst.
Maybe I'm asking too much on that. I want him to say that, you know. But could you imagine if, like, there was some guy, he tore his ACL, but he used to be, like, this world-class kickboxer. He's got his purple belt in jiu-jitsu, and he just dresses Goofy and just whips your ass. Like, you try to take him to the ground, he stops it. You stand up with him, he just whips your ass standing up and just mocking you in Goofy's voice the whole time.
You know the worst part is?
Are you doing I'm staring
this dude in the video, you know clearly he lived in a hood. That shit if you live in a hood and that happens, you better just move to the next hood because you ain't ever going to get to live just in that shit.
Get your ass whooped by Goofy.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Think about it. Just someone dressed as Goofy just whipped your ass. It was just with the whole suit on too, and the suit never came off. He just fucking was wearing your ass out.
I don't know why, but suddenly seeing Goofy throw a fucking head roundhouse is like I have this envisionment of whoop.
Just he kicks
Disney
you.
Make this
he
happen.
He kicks you in the leg. You fall down. He double legs you, puts you on your back, and then he stomps in your head. I would pay you money.
That would be worth the $100 admission alone.
Have you've seen that where the guy dressed as Batman fights, or guys, Batman and Robin fighting the dude dressed as Spider-Man. And Spider-Man was whooping their ass, too.
Yeah.
Spider-Man was beating the piss out of him.
Now, whenever I think about somebody being dressed in a Batman costume, then I think about our trip to Hot Springs, and we're looking at Batman like, man,
He's going to jog every now and then.
might want to lay off the bat cookies for a minute.
Yeah, Jesus. That was, you know what? I couldn't believe how short that tour was.
I was a little disappointed in the fact we paid for that. Yeah.
I was like, that's $5 at the most. How much was it?
All it was $8 per person.
Yeah, $5 is $5. Yeah.
Maybe. You might be pushing it for that.
Now, I think $5 is nice, even like, you're going to be like, maybe that wasn't worth $5, but it was $5. That's how I feel.
The only thing that kind of saved it is all the money that got made from that went to charity. So everybody that worked there was a volunteer. So
okay.
So, I mean, I at least can go, okay, yeah, it wasn't worth the money we paid, but, you know, nothing on that trip is really worth the money we paid. I mean, I had a good time. I'm not saying I didn't, but I'm just like, I don't know. I don't look back at anything on that trip and go, man, that was...
I had probably the most fun just going around drinking, like, from different spots.
I did, too. I mean, that was my favorite thing to do. I also realized, like, it really doesn't have a nightlife.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't... Who knows if it was better during certain times of the year or not? It's kind of during the summer, so maybe all the younger folks are out. I don't know.
But I was just like... I don't know.
I was trying to find, like, a 21 and up place.
I don't think it existed. It didn't look... I thought maybe I hit the... I thought I found it, and then I was dead wrong. Even they were... Because I told them what I was told, and they were like, man, no. Yeah, we had, like, one hard rock band play here a while back, but that was... We're not that bar.
Were there any, like... But like I said, I don't know. We could have went on a wrong time.
Yeah. I definitely think that we would have had a lot more fun, though, if we'd have got a boat.
Yeah, some more river stuff. Not fun swimming.
No?
Even though I came back and got sick.
Did you really?
Yeah, I had. Remember how I was saying I was feeling nauseous on the car ride back?
I just thought you were hungover.
No, that's what I thought, too. But it turned out I had water or something to get behind my ear, and I got vertigo from Tuesday until, Saturday afternoon. Tuesday and Wednesday, I couldn't walk. Like, I tried to walk from my bed and grab the trash can that was over here. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even get there. I had to go back to the bed, and I almost puked. The only reason I didn't puke, I stopped myself because I didn't want to clean up puke next to my bed. And it's like, I didn't have anything to throw up in, so I kept myself from throwing up. And I was like that for a few days. And I went to the doctor on Thursday, and then they gave me all kinds of medicine. And I swear to God, like it helped me get over it, but the medicine fucked me up too, so I stopped taking it. One antibiotic, so I didn't really give a shit. It was one antihistamines and stuff like that. It's like, this is making me feel like shit. Like, I couldn't do anything.
I really don't know how you get over vertigo. I mean, especially in a situation like that, like, it seems like you just got to wait for the water to drain.
Well, I noticed my left ear is still kind of fucked up right now.
Is it?
Because maybe a week ago, we were fixing something on the at our lake camp, and mm-hmm. we were putting new boards on the dock, and we were hitting... what do you call it? The crowbar with a hammer. And that ding, ding. You know, it's pretty loud in itself, but it really hit my left ear, and I was like, God, that hurt.
Yeah.
It was bad. I still haven't quite recovered from it. Not all the way. I've been getting nauseous from things that I normally don't get nauseous from. But, yeah. Thanks, Arkansas.
You want to know what I realized? One, we can't drink like we used to.
No, but I drank once better than, I don't know. I drank once that time, that day, pretty well, because we drank a lot. And I basically gulped down, like, that fucking mason jar full of fucking tequila.
I don't know how you did that.
Tequila don't bother me too much, to be honest with you.
And that German place we went, I know y'all didn't like y'all's food too much, but the burger I got was pretty good.
Well, I didn't get any food.
Yeah, I thought you did. Oh, the burger I got was amazing. The
burger looked good. The burger looked good, but
their beers are good too.
The Germany's not known for their food. It's just not. German food. I've been to German places, got German food, and it's just not as good.
Really?
Mostly pork, and it's just not. I don't know. It's not as good. It's not very creative. It's pork and sauerkraut. There you go. All put together. You know, it's just they're not a food culture. Really, you're not really known for it. But yeah, what's on that list?
I mean, that was kind of it.
That was it on the list?
I mean, we've kind of discussed what else I had, which was, you know, everything being overblown. And basically what I mean by this is I keep watching these things, and it's like, it seems like people being pissed off about somebody saying something is bigger than the actual thing itself, if that makes sense. I'm like, I don't know. I see
somebody. People aren't happy, I don't think. I think that's one problem, is that all this conflict and stuff gives people something to do. Think about it. You have someone who said something on your Facebook, or you said something on theirs. They said something, and then someone chimed in, and someone said something shitty about you. And then you get into it, and you say something shitty about them. And they're like, then people are on your side, they're on their side, and people are calling you this and that. And the next day, you keep doing it, and you keep doing it. You just like, then it has like 300 comments. What kind of happy person does that?
I don't have that much free time.
And that's what I realized, like, man, now when people say something shitty, mean to me, I just don't reply anymore.
Right.
And really what my last straw was the making the kid walk in the weather, remember, after the...
Yeah.
That's when I realized, like, man, I don't want to fucking argue with these people. There's nothing I'm going to accomplish by arguing with them. They're going to call me mean things. They're going to call me, you know, this kind of shitty person, you know, you don't need to have kids and fuck you and all this. And it's like, I don't know this person. Why am I going to be shitty to them? I don't fucking, you know, I'll defend myself if somebody says, if someone said something that, like, if you were a thief, I'm like, I'm not a thief. But I'm not going to go and talk about, like, kids' punishment with you. It's like, I'm not going to do it. It's not happening. We're not going to get anywhere. Like I said, if you were in front of me and I was in front of you, we wouldn't talk like that to each other for the most part. It could, you know, like that for the most, but I doubt it. Because I think really people, they realize, one, there's the threat of violence.
The threat of violence. And this
but
is,
two, is the also you realize, like, oh, this is just a, he's just a person like me. He has the same fears and wants and all kinds of shit that I do. And you're like, you know, he's a loving person to his family. It's like, why be shitty to each other? There's no reason. We're not gaining anything from it. But you don't see them online. You don't know this person. You see their profile picture. They have something in their profile. You make fun of them. And like, then they look at yours and make fun of you and blah, blah, blah. But would you do that in real life? I'm sure it could happen.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's probably, at 9 out of 10 times, it's probably not going to happen.
No.
That's how I feel. And I've just, you know, like on some of the news stations, I'll put a comment, what I think is funny or clever, just try to be as funny, as clever as I can be. But for the most part, I don't really, if people attack me, I'm not fucking, I thought about it, it's like, man, I know what I could say to him. I could really, there's a zinger I could get him with, but I'm like.
You know, I don't miss it, man. I don't miss it. Because it's Facebook, man. And here's the sad truth. I don't give a shit enough about you to care about your opinion.
Yeah.
Like, Jane Smith from whoever in the fuck, Union Parish, you could die tomorrow, and I guarantee you my life would, I'd probably never even stop scrolling. And I could die tomorrow, and that bitch wouldn't stop scrolling.
Yeah.
And that sounds morbid, but that's how most people are. At best, somebody's going to go, oh, that person died. They're going to make a sound, but they're not going to stop scrolling.
Yeah. Well, you don't know them.
Yeah. You can be as happy. You can try to pretend like, oh, I care. No, you don't. No, you fucking don't. Don't lie to me. Don't patronize me. You don't give a shit just as much as I don't give a shit. I just admit it. I don't care. If I don't know you, I mean,
I can have basic human empathy,
yeah,
for,
I mean, okay,
people.
Basic human empathy, yeah.
Like, but, I can be. It's one of those, like, if I see that a child was killed in Monroe,
yeah,
I'm going to look at that like, man, I feel bad for the people's kid. I mean, people's family, and but I'm not gonna start crying and then like fucking, you know.
Yeah.
I have that sympathy for people. I really do. But it only goes so far as me saying like, oh man, that's terrible.
For perfect strangers, anyway.
It was, I don't know them. You know, yeah. It's like, I mean, like, I can have that sympathy, but I don't know who they are.
No.
You know,
it's hard to do that with somebody you don't know. That.
Which kind of makes me think, it's like, man, I used to think it'd be kind of, it was real interesting to see, like, oh, someone was killed in a car wreck. You're like, I'm going to go see who it is. But now I think about it, it's like, man, do they even tell the family members and stuff like that? I could get on there and be like, one of my friends could be fucking dead.
Yeah.
And I read it on Facebook. That's how I find out.
When my stepbrother died, I got the call probably right around 4 o'clock that afternoon.
In fact, I got a bad piece of information to give you, Tim. This thing's terrible. Okay. You know who died today?
Who?
Bob. Who's our bird?
The one that's right up? Oh, that
it was right up there.
The bird was like 40 years old, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, well, it came to an undignified end. Somehow the top of the cage came off and he got out. And guess who got her?
The cat.
No.
Rizzo.
Rizzo killed her. Killed him. Rizzo killed fucking Bob.
Rizzo don't give a fuck.
Rizzo don't give a shit. Jesus Christ, Rizzo.
Rizzo, quick. Like, I'm kind of scared to bring Rizzo, like, Titan around Rizzo. Like, Titan, I mean, he's bigger than Rizzo. He dwarfs her, but he's not tough. He's not aggressive.
Rizzo's just mean as fuck. She's not mean towards other dogs. She's only mean towards fucking anything that's small and another animal that's besides a dog.
What'd your mom say?
Probably just tired of the fucking bird, honestly. But we've had Bob for like 15 years.
Yeah.
And I was sad to hear about him go, but at the same time, I was like, I don't. Normally, I just walk by and hear him going, rah! And that's about my interaction with him.
I'm just curious as to like Rizzo's like, what the fuck is that?
I don't care, but I'm gonna fucking kill it. That's all Rizzo theory about. It's like, I don't know what it is, but I'm killing it. It's moving around and it has life in it. I'm gonna kill it.
Titans, what is this? I'm going to stick my face in it and see if it's edible.
But Titan's not aggressive towards other small creatures.
I don't know. It's weird watching this new progression in him, because if he sees the rabbit in the yard, he chases it. I don't know what he's going to do when he catches it.
Yeah.
But he's chasing it. And he tries to get the squirrels. His favorite is to try to get the birds, but, you know, these birds can fly, so he doesn't win.
I go about every 2 weeks. And Rizzo has killed something, like either a raccoon, a possum, some woodland animal. Normal, but you know what's funny is if I see her just barking at the ground, I know exactly what it is. Every year there's tortoises that walk across, and she's barking at them. And I just have to go get the tortoise and pick it up and put it somewhere so it can walk the rest of his life in peace.
Has she ever tried to eat the tortoise?
Yeah, she chews on them.
She can't get in.
She just can't get in. And I think I noticed that she'll snap at it, but she won't put it in her mouth because I think it tastes shitty.
Yeah.
Like, this tastes like shit. Well, Rizzo has, under her belt, she has about 5 cats, about 3 raccoons, multiple possums. I can't even tell how many possums she's killed.
That's impressive, though, because raccoons get pretty big and can be pretty aggressive.
She has rats. She's probably killed more rats than anything because the chicken pen is right next to it. Yeah. She just has dead rats every single day, just about. Big ones, too, that she's just fucking playing with. She kills those. She would have killed my ducks if she had the chance. She probably killed the chickens if she wanted. She got a lot of stuff on her resume that she's fucking murdered. Like, she'll fucking kill it. She just... But, you know, one thing I realized... Is because you know, it's obviously it's Sammer's dog, but I've just about fucking adopted it for the most part.
Yeah.
One thing you notice, one thing people don't take into consideration is like, I wouldn't even think about it, but once I looked at the history of Catahoula curs, it makes sense that she's like that because they're raised hunting dogs and raised to be aggressive towards animals. That's what they were bred for. And a lot of people get them just to get them. And it's like, that's the mistake. You get certain animals. People say that breeds, there's no breed specific thing about dogs. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. We know it.
For real.
You were like, there's nothing that makes a dog more aggressive than others. And yet you'll say a Chihuahua is more aggressive. It's like, that's breed specific. And here's the thing. Most of the dogs that kill people, pit bulls, Dobermans, Rottweilers, certain kinds of bulldogs, they're really not aggressive animals. Like, just overtly aggressive. It's just when they decide to fucking fuck you up, they kill you. Yeah,
there's a difference between a 10-pound Chihuahua and a 100-pound
fucking Dachshund. Yeah, I've been bit at by more Dachshunds than anything. But when I stomp on that thing's head and kick a fucking 40-yard field goal with its carcass, I'm not worried about it anymore. But man, at one house we had a fucking someone had abandoned a Presa Canario there, I don't know if you've ever seen one of them before.
Yeah, they're huge.
They're fucking huge, and they're scary. It didn't even have that bar. He had the
Who had to go move it?
Oh, luckily, the old tenants came back and got it. Because I was like, I'm fucking gunning this thing down. This thing was scary as shit, man.
That's one of them dogs. It was like, man.
I was thinking about like a pit bull. Yeah, he's gonna probably gonna fuck me up. But if I really was going animalistic on it, I could probably fucking kill it.
I've seen some pit bulls that are like giants, and I've seen I feel like most pit bulls, they're not big dogs.
They're not overly big. They're just solid.
Yeah.
But this
present is just big.
But this one, like I was thinking to myself, man, if I don't have a knife, and that's even pushing it with a knife, I don't know if I can fucking take this thing. It's fucking big. Big mouth. My whole head could fit in his fucking mouth.
Titan's starting to fill out a little bit. And it's just like, God, this dog's already big. He's not even a year old.
Yeah, when that Prescanero barks at you, it's a different thing, different feeling. It's a gut-wrenching, like, whoa. This thing was bred for something different.
Well, I mean, a lot of them weren't even bred for, like, fighting or killing or anything like that. They were bred to make sure shit stayed where it was supposed to stay and nothing changed. The sheep stayed where they were supposed to stay, and the wolves or the coyotes didn't come and get the sheep. Yeah. So, naturally, in that instinct, it's, oh, here come the coyotes. Time to do shit.
Think how fucking worthless a golden retriever would be as a guard dog.
Might be a good alert dog, but that's good alert. It.
That thing, they want to love everything. Yeah. They want to be loved and loved.
Good family dog, no doubt.
Great family dogs. Best family dog probably there is. But there's some animals that... I'm not saying that you... There's plenty of people with pit bulls. I just think that if you get a pit bull, for instance, that you're educated, educate yourself about them, what they're really like, and take into consideration that they do kill most people than anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, get a dog from a good lineage that doesn't have all this viciousness in his background. Yeah. Raise it right. Probably don't let it be your first dog. You know, that's one thing. And it's going to be fine. It's going to be loving and kind. Like, most dogs are like that anyways.
I could probably have a pit bull now, having balanced Titan out. Because he's a lot better than he was.
Well, one thing...
I just went one.
One thing about dealing with Rizzo is I realized, like, I can't have an aggressive dog.
Yeah.
I just can't have it. I couldn't do it. I
couldn't
do it.
Get the golden retriever.
If I get a dog, it'll probably be a golden retriever.
Yeah, I remember one time when I was at Brock's house, you know, he has that present. He has that other dog, too. I just don't remember what it is.
Shinuibu?
Yeah, maybe. I remember he was telling me that he's going to have to teach his kids pretty soon that the little dog is the play dog. The Pressa, not so much.
Pressa is what keeps shit where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you definitely will, man. You go in the house and you see that thing going snarling at you, you're going to need to shoot it. Because it's going to fuck you up.
Whenever I took Titan to daycare the other day, somebody had two, Titan's a big dog. And somebody was up there with two Mastiffs. And they just towered over him. They were thick and huge, and I was like, if that dog won't, you know, luckily Mastiffs really aren't known for biting. They're known for knocking you down and keeping you down. But I was like, if this dog wanted to do something to me, especially two of them?
Yeah.
If there's two dogs that size wanting to hurt you, man, it's a hard fight.
From taking Rizzo to the dog park, I realized, like, there has to be situations where Rizzo can't be around other dogs.
Yeah.
If they're chasing after a ball, she cannot be around them. Especially if she knows if I'm throwing the ball to her. She does not want other dogs to come up to her. Like, when she's going after the ball, don't fucking go up to her.
Was it weird to you that you and me were, the one time we were there together, you and me had our dogs that were big dogs in the big dog side, but there were people with little dogs on the big dog side, and I'm just like,
yeah,
man, you're just asking for trouble with this. Not even if it's by accident, you're asking for trouble.
It only takes a few seconds for a little dog like to get killed.
Yeah.
I don't. But
Rizzo is pushing it to even be on the big dog side. You know, it just kind of helps her out that she's, you know, as aggressive as she is. But I mean, she's not big at all.
She's not big, but she's typically the most athletic dog in that place.
Yeah,
she's just fast. She's fast and she's strong, and she's athletic. She just is. She, And she ain't take, like, a lot of times if there's no ball, if there's no anything like that, she'll lay down towards dogs and, you know, won't fuck with them. Don't. But if there's a ball and I'm throwing it and another dog goes after it, she will fucking not only, like, I'm not talking about just snap, bite. Like, she will fucking, like, get into a brawl, like, ripping, like, she got cut on her fucking face one time. It's like, God, man, like, and then one time I brought Rizzo over to Brett and Brittany's house, and her and the other dogs were fine, but I got a thing of Skittles, a packet of Skittles, and I was walking by, and they thought I had food, and I dropped the packet, and they went down to get it, and Rizzo and Remy got into it. I'm talking about, like, a fucking fight. Like, one of those fights, like, I don't want to stick my hand in between them, like, just I gotta let me yell first and kick at them first before I stick my hand in there, because they were going at it, like, rah, 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 like biting each other and like ready to maul. She just has to be a loner. It's just the way it's gonna have to be. Or, you know what, when other people bring their dog, like, she gets along, like, Sterling, Samer's friend, brings his lab. Mm-hmm. They love each other. They play around and they don't get into fights. But then again, I'm also not throwing a ball around.
Right. Well, I mean, she was doing fine. The little bit we were all there together until Titan peed everywhere. But
then another thing you take into consideration is other people's dogs. Mm. You know,
that's why I'm always nervous at the dog park. Like,
a lot of people getting, like, she's not used to other dogs just getting right in her face.
Yeah.
She's like, get the fuck out of my face. But yeah. What were you saying?
I was kind of seeing where we were on time. I kind of got to go pretty soon.
We're at an hour. 1 hour and 2 minutes.
Okay. Man, because I'm hungry and I want to go get some food and I got to go find a gas station now.
5 more minutes.
Yeah, that's fine. I went to go get gas earlier at the what used to be the Shell station right up here, because the one by my house is closed down because they're redoing the pumps. So I went to go up there. It still says Shell everywhere on the gas pumps, but it's Circle K or something. Central Station, I think that's what it's actually called. And so I'm trying to use my credit card, and it won't take it. And I go in to see it. She's like, oh, we don't take Shell anymore.
You have a Shell card?
Yeah.
I went to 2 gas stations. My card wasn't working today. I don't know what's going on.
Shell?
I don't know if they were I don't know what the fuck they were.
Man, gas stations are weird about what cards they take and don't take.
There was a lady there that she just, I don't even talk about it. She pissed me off because she wouldn't. She works there, but she just fucking on her phone all the goddamn time and never fucking does anything. But yeah, speaking of gas stations, there were people who got murdered last night. What did the news say?
I don't know. I just know, dude shot him in the face. And
they were young.
They, from the picture, probably late teens, early 20s.
Really?
Yeah. They.
Who got murdered?
I don't remember the name.
Well, I mean, were they young? He was a young guy?
I don't know. He was a guy who was a former serviceman. I don't know.
Did they say why?
I don't think so. I didn't see the news article. You know, the girlfriend read it to me, and so I remember she told me, but, like, it didn't have a lot of details. Just kind of gave the time who killed who.
Fucking shot him straight in the fucking face.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Circle K. Jesus. I ran by the Circle K. That wasn't a Circle K, was it?
It's a Shell on Louisville.
Okay. I ran by that the other day when I was running my 5-mile run. Went by that and looked at it. It's like, oh, there it is. Someone got fucking murdered there. There's some places when I run in Monroe, I'm like, you know, the 2 people I run with, I'm like, why are we running this fucking place? It's like, Jesus. It's like, I get there's a 230-pound, 6-foot Arab running. You know, more likely someone's not going to fuck with me, but still. You never know. Someone on drugs, they don't give a fuck.
Nope, not at all. It's, man, we live in strange times, dude. Strange times indeed.
You ever heard of the Chinese curse? And they say, may you live in interesting times.
Well.
Like, that's a, it's like, how is that a curse? But then again, I'm like, maybe it is. I don't know.
We live in interesting times, that's for sure.
Can you do a podcast this weekend?
Sunday.
Sunday? What is Sunday? Nothing? Anything special going on Sunday?
I don't know.
Well, you want to call it a day for the day?
Yeah, I'm kind of running out of shit to talk about. Plus, I'm
getting we didn't write enough shit down.
Right in, man.
Hmm.
This podcast is just throwing together hodgepodge.
It did.
It definitely seems like it.
Hit a fucking wall, Jesus. All right, you got anything else to say? I'm going to take us out. Nothing?
No.
Nothing? All right. All right, guys, we are going to see you, and we are...